It's all on the news. You can't miss it. It's all over the headlines. People in Louisiana are being flooded out of their homes, losing absolutely everything. Losing everything in water. But we would never know it because we've been real busy looking at the sports and looking at movies, and celebrating life, right? That's what we're going to talk about. Why are we so disconnected when our brothers and sisters are suffering? Would we offer up prayers to heaven for those families that have lost so much? Give me a few minutes. Join Eddie in the background with the song that's indicative of our situation. Didn't it rain? Listen. Kind of like brings me to the thing. You know, when things like this happen, do we look to God? Do we think that God had anything to do with the rain? Well, of course he does. He controls nature. He controls everything. And there's Mario in the background on the front porch on a warm Monday evening in Los Angeles. The sun is going down. Nice breeze coming in the Lucy Coleman studio window. And I thought that I'd say something. It's about time, right? For me to say something. I've been silent for a while. Well, I'm almost back to work. And I just had a little bit to eat for dinner, some organic rice with mushrooms. It was real nice. It hit the spot. It'll work. What do you think? Man, these catastrophes that are hitting, just wiping out entire American families. Here, somebody put a Facebook clip up of kind of a chubby white guy who filmed with his phone. Every room, it must have been sent to a relative of his, how the water had come up about 3 or 4 feet and basically ruined everything in the house, ruined it. And he broke down, he started to cry. But he said something very important on this clip. He said, "You guys pray for me that we don't think bad or do anything bad." And he thought about how hard he had worked for everything that he had, and it was all gone. That's when he broke down and he said, "That's all right. I'll just work. I worked hard to get this, and I'll work hard to get something else after this is over." Right there is when I thought about doing a webcast, because I said, now that is the kind of spirit that you want to have when you think about somebody in our country. That is what America is all about. All torn up, everything is all gone, but don't lose heart, because you can go right back and you can rebuild it again. You can build it back up. We have the tenacity to think that we can do that. What I also liked about this, and I don't know who did it, it was on one of those Facebook streams, you know, I go on there because I have a Facebook page. And so I, you know, and I said, wow, listen, man, listen to the references to God in this. And I thought about if I had lost everything, because Mario was here in the office when I was looking at it. And not the best singing voice, but he does good on the guitar, right? Don't tell him I said that. My bad. But, what do you think? What do you think it would be like if you lost everything? How would you respond to it? I mean, how would I respond? I come in the Lucy Coleman studio and water's up to, I think they said in some parts of Louisiana, 14 feet. My God, that would be over the roof. I'd be standing on my house waiting on someone to come and get me. That's a lot of water. And you know what? I'm not gonna say that, you know, I'd love to say that somebody caused it so you can blame somebody. But you can't blame anybody. Only thing that you can do is you can look at God. I know we like to call God mother or father nature or something like that. No, it's God. The rains, the clouds, they're going to fall out of the heavens, and it's going to fall wherever God wants them to fall. Just like when you think of earthquakes, when it hits here in Southern California, it's going to hit where it wants to hit, when it wants to hit, and God has all of that in his powerful, powerful destiny. Now, I can't prove God to many of you, but I believe that. And I'm steadied in my heart because whatsoever state I find myself in, I'm going to obey the biblical mandate. You guys know what it says? To be content with it. Be content with going in there saying that 7 feet of water filled up your house and killed everything. I mean, he went from room to room, bedroom sets gone, dressers gone, television's gone, furniture gone, it's gone, it's gone. He kept saying it, he kept saying it. I guess he was remembering every time he bought some of that stuff, you know, the materialism. And then he just began to cry. He began to cry. I said, look at this man. I love to ask some of these youngsters, how would they function if all their, if the internet was gone? If the internet was gone, if you didn't have any way to get your phone back on, if you couldn't reach anybody, what would you do? What would you do? Because you're not going to use mine. No. It's the dilemma that we find ourselves in today. Do not get accustomed to things that you cannot, how can I say it? Do not get accustomed to things that you can't afford to keep. Okay. What you can't afford to keep. I was telling somebody they wanted to come by and visit me. I said, oh, you're welcome to come by and visit, but you got to bring your own food. I don't feed people that come by my house anymore. We can't come by here and have big dinners. I don't have that kind of big money. I eat certain kind of diets. My diet is limited. God sees that it would happen in that way. And so I'm very pleased with it, very happy with it. Learn how to live within the auspices of where I am. You know what I mean? Excuse me, I didn't need to do that. Almost lost control of the mic here. I'm pleased with the results of what God is doing in my life. Are you pleased with the results of what he's doing in yours? Now, don't just say yes because the finances are coming in and you and the hubby or the missus aren't fussing and fighting with each other. I'm talking about literally actually pleased because you have been benefited by the presence of God in your life. We hear a boy playing that guitar. Not that boy, that man. Playing that guitar out there on my front porch. He told me his phone went off. He can't afford to pay it to put it back on. Nor can I. He said, I've been trying to get a job. Now, my phone's out. I can't guarantee anything. I don't know where else to go. I said, boy, do what you got to do to survive. That's your problem. That's your way to fix it. I don't fix things for people. And that's what America has to learn how to do. Fix herself. I listened to both of the speeches, Trump's speech when he was reading off the teleprompter, and I listened to the Hillary and Biden speech today. Biden had a long speech. It was so long with a bunch of stuff. He had to go to the last page and get in a few cracks at Trump. Because, you see, it's a speech writer's heyday when they try to talk about each other in foul ways and raising the crazy emotions of the populace to either love or to hate the particular candidate. And that kind of foolishness is political suicide. Only a fool would vote for people that would do things like that. To tell you the truth, I don't really think that there is a choice. I've been saying that long enough. We don't have a choice, but not only do we not have a choice, but it's getting so ridiculous. Now, when you listen to each of the proponents of each party carry on that one is hard-pressed to really answer the question, who is the most qualified person to be the leader of this country? Would you expect the vice president of the country to put out scathing remarks on another president's ability to govern the population because he's stupid? Everyone knows, and I know too, that if Donald Trump was made the president, his finger alone on the button isn't that determines whether you push the button. As a matter of fact, I think they have some kind of a TV series coming out where everybody was killed in Washington, and some clerk or something is told that he's become the president of the United States. Well, to me, that would be the equivalent of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I think two of America's signature people, that gives us some kind of an idea about where we are in this here year, 2016. We've reached the bottom of the barrel. Not only have we reached the bottom of the barrel, it appears that we love the position that we find ourselves in. And since we love the position that we find ourselves in, that's why we don't have a valid argument why my argument is wrong. I was looking at something on the internet that was bespeaking the attitude of Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory said just what I said. There won't be an election. President Obama will be held in office. There's going to be terrible times coming to this country if we don't stop this ridiculous badgering of each other's personality and character when we do our political speeches. Never in the history of this country have I seen such ugly, such brutal feelings. Oh, I know what Goldwater was all about. I know what Nixon was all about. I was around when Dwight Eisenhower was the president of the United States. Do you remember that guy, the five-star general? And we made him the president because we're so glad that World War II ended. It was Eisenhower was the one that had the media go into Germany and film the concentration camps and to record it, because he said, if I don't do this, they'll say 50 years from now it didn't take place. And guess what? It would be our stupid behind population that would believe it. And you know it's true. For those of you adults that have children, you need to sit down and tell your children the truth. We're living in a corrupt world. If you have a religion, a faith in God, trust in God with your whole heart. Don't lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. That's what it tells me in the beloved book of Hebrews, that Old Testament book. I'm trusting in God, but it doesn't mean that my house is not going to get washed away. I'm trusting in God. That doesn't mean that an 8.5 earthquake is not going to kill me when Los Angeles is torn apart. I'm not exempt. Every civilization that has lived on this planet has ended in some kind of way. Just research the Mayan cultures. Watch that movie Apocalypto. Tribal people living in an indigenous community wiped off the face of the earth because of the bastardly, greedy examples of and foul religion and political practices of their local contemporaries who needed more and more and more from themselves, which eventually led to the downfall of that culture of Jaguar Paw and Flint Sky. Watch the movie. And I'm telling you people something. Once you realize what is really going on in this country, speak to your children and let them know that the way they may have to survive will be quite different. We cannot survive as a decent constitutional nation, a nation that is governed by laws and law enforcement to back up those laws. I mean, I saw a wonderful clip. It was I guess one of those Black Lives Matter somewhere. Looked like the whole of the police force came into a certain part of town and was going to attack black people, and the young black men stood up to him and said, if you hit one woman here, if you attack one of us, you've attacked us all, and we're all going down with you. He told him, you're going to kill us all because we all going down. And I was so pleased to see that. don't let somebody, man, look here, God is trying to tell us something. You can send your whole damn police department in a certain part of town to try to disrupt some black people's lives, and you got white people out in Louisiana need you on a boat to get their butts out of high water. Hey, there's something wrong somewhere, and I know that there were some black people in that group of people that has to be rescued also. They're talking about this flood is worse than Katrina. Let me tell you something. America isn't through seeing catastrophe come to her shores. We need to straighten our act up. Big time. We become so immoral. We're so open to everything. We let everything take place. You know what I'm doing now? I'm just telling people right up front the truth in the truth in the I Corps first lane. That's what I'm telling them. What you see is what you get. Don't come to me for nothing, because you will get nothing. What you see, look at me, see me, know I'm here, know I'm going to be the same man. I'm going to love my God. I'm happy where God has me, happy where God is going to place me, happy where God is going to place you, because God is going to place you in the same situation that he had me placed in. There isn't going to be any difference. We're all the same. I mean, man, I cannot believe these guys are talking about. And these are some of the rich people in our company, our country. You're talking about the rich people, the ones that are supposed to be guiding us. And Hillary Clinton is a liar. How dare her try to talk about Donald Trump? She's a liar. Her husband is a liar and a whore. What in the world are we thinking about? She hasn't even addressed Hillary publicly. And until she does that, she is a fool that cannot be trusted. Now, I know that many of you believe in the political agenda of the Democrats and the Republicans. Well, you're completely out of your mind, because if you're if you wanted to put your trust in the living God, you can put your trust in neither party. And you must take the same view that I take if you're going to be freed from the judgment seat of pitting yourselves against your neighbors. You know, I was watching that Hillary Biden speech. And if you watch it, I think you can go to C-SPAN. Yeah, go to C-SPAN on your computer, and it'll take you right into the Joe Biden speech, and it'll take you into the Trump speech too, uninterrupted. I want you to look at the Hillary Biden speech from C-SPAN on your computer, if you remember this. And I want you to concentrate on the faces of the people sitting, or standing really, because they had to stand a long time, standing behind Vice President Biden and Hillary Clinton. They had a number of people there. It was very obvious. They had a black man who was a Muslim, and they had his daughter. She was wrapped in Muslim garb, sitting next to him. And next to the little girl was her mother, or someone in the family, because she looked like the little girl, but she wasn't wrapped in Muslim garb. And I said, this is strange, because the girl was there, and of course she wasn't responding to anything. It was like she was just placed there. And the man, if you look at the video, and when you look at the other black man that's also behind Biden and Hillary, he's waving a flag, but he's doing it like somebody that's been paid to do it. Because they got to show that in that part of the country, there's black people. Jesus, man. And then you look at the faces. They had two gay men. I'm not against gay people. Yeah, they can be gay if they want to, but they're just there grinning like a Cheshire cat and co-signing everything Hillary and Biden said. I mean, they look like wound-up dummies. And I said, who in the heck are the people that are following these politicians? What kind of people are they? And I swear to you, they looked like robots to me, like they were wound up. There was another lady there while Vice President Biden was speaking in that speech, and I want you to watch it. Go to it, C-SPAN on your computer, and you can see both of the speeches. Trump, when he's reading from the cue card, the rolling scrolling. That's the first time he ever did it. And that was the only time that I heard Trump sounding halfway intelligent. It was obvious that he didn't write the speech, as it is obvious that Joe Biden didn't write his speech. Speech writers write these speeches. The cameras are set up. Everything is to get your mind twisted because you believe in a system that is corrupt from the very pit, both Republicans and Democrats. And what they're trying to do is to confuse you. And so that when the lights go out, you will be standing there saying, what happened? But by that time, it's going to be too late, like it's been for the people when they, didn't it rain, children? I'm wondering how in the heck, why didn't the weatherman warn them people and say, do you know how much water's going to come here? And we ain't got nowhere to put this water. And this water is going to wipe out county after county after county. I thought that we could tell what's going to happen by asking the weatherman. Why didn't somebody tell them people, you better get out of there. Pack up all your stuff and get out. Wait a minute. Look at the fires up in the hill here in Southern California. You know this last fire that they got started a couple of days? Arson. Arson. Who's starting these fires? People should be more safer. Why is it happening? Why do you think it's happening? You people need to open up your eyes. Now, you can come into my website and want me to preach to you? No, you go to my YouTube clips. I'm preaching. You can hear all my preaching there. I have taught you how to discern. Listen, Jesus said, can a man tell if the weather is changing by looking at the clouds? Let me tell you people something. You better listen to that parabolic statement by our Lord. Yes, you can tell it, and you can tell by the nature of America. I bet you we were so tied into something else that we have no idea what's happening in our own back and front yard. Now, let me give you a good example of what I'm talking about. I know you're going to think this is a part of my opinion. And he goes, oh, John Coleman, there you go with your opinion. Why is it that I had the same thing that Dick Gregory has? Why is it that it's older people that are still alive and that are thinking through everything? Because we've seen everything else happen before us, and there ain't, as the Bible says, nothing new under the sun. That's why you people that got parents, I mean children, you better listen to me. If you love your children, you better set them down and tell them the truth. I used to tell my daughters these things when they grew up in this house. They don't listen to me anymore. They don't listen to me at all. They look at me like I'm a strange man talking out of my mind. I'm not a strange man talking out of my mind. And I'm not concerned about whether anybody... I believe that God may be leaving me here just to say, yeah, yo, I told you. Because it's getting, I mean, it's pretty strange out there, you know. And it seems like our police force, whom we're paid to protect us, and thank God I haven't heard too much happening out of Los Angeles lately with the LAPD. I'm glad that the Chief Beck told him to chill out. You know, chill out, man. Deal with crime. Don't create crime. And that's what's the matter with these police departments. They're creating crime. They're the criminals. Oh, don't say that. Our boys in blue. What do you mean? Your boys in blue are going into projects, to living institutions where people are on, if they're barely working, they have no money. They can't get jobs. Their children are running the streets. You can't keep a boy in the house after he's 19, just sitting around the house looking at TV. You can't do it. He has to hit the streets. When he hit the streets, what is he going to do? He's going to get his grass, his pot, because that's what they do, and he's going to smoke it with his friends. And they're going to listen to their, we would call it, crazy music, with it all out, smoke their pot. And then we're going to say, well, let's call the police to whoop their heads and so I can get some rest. No, why don't you get your butt up out of bed and go out there and join them and try to ask them what their endeavors are? And where in the heck they're headed? Do you love your neighbors enough to do that? I was looking at something else. Dick Gregory was talking about black people in the community, and the black people in the community know the community that they're in. He used the classic example in the movie Barbershop 1, 2, or 3. I think it was 2 or 3. And I recall the scene because it's very controversial. It's one of the black actors, the one that has the big natural, the older guy. He made some derogatory terms of Martin Luther King and some of the other black racial leaders. The dear lady that wouldn't give her Rosa Parks. And Dick Gregory pointed out that it is obvious that a black man did not write that script, but a white man wrote it and gave it to this black man in this movie to quote. And when I look at the younger people of this current generation, when they see that scene, they look at it and they laugh because it's Cedric the Entertainer, right? I think that's his name, whatever they call it. Because he said it and he's supposed to be funny and they laugh. But he degraded Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, I didn't agree with all of Dr. Martin Luther King's principles and things when he came up because he said some things that didn't sound right to me. Number two, I knew that Martin Luther King was being funded sometimes by the Communist Party. And at that time, if you were funded by a communist, and stop acting like you didn't know that. Stop acting like when you hear me saying this, oh, that can't be true. No, you are unreadable. The FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, who was an avowed homosexual and a crook himself. See, because ain't nobody straight. Everybody's crooked. See, I'm sick of this. You're looking out here trying to look for perfection in scumbag human beings. You're not going to find it. And everybody has an agenda. So the inevitable question that one must ask is, what was Martin Luther King's agenda? If you read just the first part of David Garrow's book, Bearing the Cross, you can still get a copy of it. King was approached by the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and basically told, hey, brother, one of us has to sacrifice our lives and so that the movement for our racial freedom will take place. Martin Luther King was chosen for that purpose because you cannot in this country have a black man with power getting black people to vote and to change voting laws. My God, you go to the South now, who's running the Southern cities? Black mayors, black police chiefs, black fire chiefs. That was unheard of when I was a young man growing up. Unheard of. And to mock Dr. Martin Luther King, to mock the racial leaders that put their lives on the line, Medgar Evers. What about the men that were shot in their homes? Their wives and children terrorized. You ask some of these people in the Black Lives Matter, and they have no idea what I'm talking about. And so I'm saying, we must become educated to the degree that we just can't holler and say, well, I don't want to hear that, or I don't want to believe that. What you need to do is slow the hell down. And excuse my language, but I mean, I'm tired of people acting like victims. You're not a victim. What are you acting like a victim for? Governments are put in place to fall. We have been blessed in this country to have, well, not a long time, but a few years of prosperity. And I think those years of prosperity were the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And then we said, so we had 60 pretty good years. But listen to me, all during those years, we've had corrupt leaders, corrupt people in government taking advantage of the government, taking advantage of our lives. When we were working with the automobile companies, making money, when I was making enough money to buy me a car when I was 20 years old, can you believe that? I could buy a car and pay my rent. And of course, I shared an apartment with Jimmy Brown, but we were paying rent. I bought a car. I was saving money. I could do that because the economy was stronger And I'm telling you, when you got out of high school, it wasn't no problem for no young boys to get a job. You just walked in there and got one, and you was working. And on the weekend, you went to a football game. You went to the movies. There was no shooting each other in the streets like dogs. I don't know what's yes, I do know what happened. The parents gave up in the inner cities, and we've given our children over to a system of the media. That's why when you look at the news, like I said, okay, let me look at this Hillary and Biden speech, and let me look at the Donald Trump speech, uninterrupted. That's why I used to go to C-SPAN, because C-SPAN, you're not going to hear any commentators giving you their stupid opinion about what's going on. When you look at CNN, I couldn't believe it. CNN didn't have anything on its headline sheet about the floods in Louisiana. It didn't even make the top of the news. Can you believe that? Middle and lower class white and black Americans were losing their homes, their livelihood, their jobs, and everything because of this weather pattern. And CNN doesn't even have it. And they're talking about that clown, Hillary and Trump. That shows you how out of touch people are with reality. Trump and Clinton are not news. They are the laughing stock of this country. And that is why I think the sitting president that we're looking at, I'm serious when I say this, is the last sitting president in this country, because you can't talk about the other person the way these candidates are doing. And the way Biden do it, he is a trained politician. You have to listen to me on this, because you see, if you don't... A trained politician is one who knows how to... Okay, he's in Scranton, Pennsylvania, wherever he is down there. He grew up down there. And he told him, he said, hey, the way we grew up, talking about he and his constituents down there, he said Hillary grew up the same way. So the way you trust me and I trust you, you can trust Hillary. That was a lie from the pit. And those people right there, sitting in front of those cameras, grinning and smiling like Cheshire cats, looking stupid ass. And I'm asking myself as I'm watching this, I'm saying, you know what? It doesn't take much. You know, it doesn't take much to see what's going on here. You got two guys keep bullying each other in a fight. And then, you know, the inevitable question is, well, where is the rest of the population going to fit when this fight starts talking? Well, that's just it. The rest of the population will be embroiled in the fight because they are choosing sides as they listen to the media. That is nothing but a paid hireling by the whores that run this country. You may not like my language, but that is the way it is. Tell your children the truth. And so that when the mess breaks out, your children will at least believe you parents. But if you just tell them, oh, don't worry about it, everything's going to be all right. Oh, and let me say this. I hope 100% that I am wrong. I really do. I hope that I am the wrongest thing in the world at the end of this thing, because I sure would like me to be wrong at the end of this scenario. I pray to God that I'm wrong. But I'd be lying to myself. So that's why I started off the show with Didn't It Rain? Because see, a lot of us don't even know what's going on in Louisiana. A lot of us don't know what's going on in Milwaukee. A lot of us don't know what's going on when who is it? What else did I read on the news headline they had in a corner story? 18-year-old boy was put in jail for, let me see, what was he doing? He was doing some minor something or other, and he was in jail. He didn't have any bond posted. Anyhow, they found him dead. And they said that his death was caused by natural causes. You're going to put an 18-year-old black boy in jail, and he's healthy when he's in there, and they go into a cell and he's dead. And the police said that that black boy died of natural causes. Damn it, somebody killed him. If anybody gonna die of natural causes, it may be me. I'm 72. I got high blood pressure. My heart could stop. If one of these agents of destruction can put a needle in my head and kill me, thank you. I'd be glad to go to heaven and get away from you hellions. I'm not worried about dying, but when an 18-year-old youngster dies, and then the authorities said, oh, it was natural causes. That means you can't even trust the mortician. We are living in perilous times, my friend. I want to tell you something. If you believe in God, go to God personally, yourself, and ask the Lord to help you help somebody out. Help somebody in the name of God. Don't follow the Clinton and Bidens and the Trumps who are espousing hatred in our country. You know what would really be good? If every citizen walked away from the polls this year, nobody would vote. If everybody would say, to hell with these fools, stop voting and then stop paying your income taxes. What if nobody paid their income taxes? Now, I'm really talking about starting something, right? No, you remember the Boston Tea Party? Do you remember that little thing? Huh? Same thing. The population get tired of the people that's running the population in the ground. So what do people have to do? You have to start being citizens that know how to respond. And damn it, stop acting like you're a victim. You're not a victim. Now, for those of you that are going to be Hillary lovers regardless, guess what else came out in the news today? They said that Obamacare is failing in every front. Aetna, you know the big insurance company, Aetna? Aetna just pulled out of Obamacare. Aetna said, none of my clients, we are not paying for any of that. And it's coming out right now that that whole Obamacare medical thing is failing. It's crashing from the inside out. It's not going to last another 8 months, they said. Now, do you think Obama knew that? Do you think the Democrats knew that? Yeah, they knew it. Why did they do it? Because you gullible, you believe anything somebody tell you, especially if they're going to put a lollipop on it and keep you sucking on that lollipop. My goodness. But I see that God is no regarder of faces, because those neighborhoods that I saw underwater, those were some very expensive white neighborhoods in Louisiana. I don't know, my son Mario's been down in that part of the country. I haven't been there since the early 60s. But they look like, from the films that I saw, some pretty nice, I mean, brown brick houses, people. Manicured lawns. These weren't apartment tenement houses in the ghetto part of town. These are the suburbs where the people, where the money base that builds this country is. Now, when the suburbs are down like that, see, man, the country is being readied for something. I don't know what it's all about, but I have a strange feeling. Talk to your children. At least talk to them. Try to keep some spare water around the house. My God, stay away from riverbanks. We don't have to worry about that here. I think it's earthquakes. I think that if the enemy figures how to set the St. Andrews fault on fragile, we're in bad shape over here. But other than that, unless a big hurricane comes and takes out the whole city, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, but it's fires now. We're burning up all over the place. Yeah, well, there it is. Hey, listen, thanks for coming. I haven't been saying or doing anything because there hasn't been anything to say or do. I saw Usain Bolt. I think he's going to win that race. I don't know when they're running. Maybe I missed it. I'll go to the TV tonight. Look at it. Thanks so much for coming to my website. You hang tight, and you know the drill. Whatever you do, stay into the word.